When you hear the word prosperity, it conjures up all sorts of images, doesn't it? Not all of them positive. And yet it's a word that God uses rather a lot. So the question is, what does he mean by it? And how do you lay hold of it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again. Today we're taking another look at the promises of God from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about a special new booklet that I'd love to send you. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, to help you actually live in the promises of God. I don't think that there's a person on this earth that doesn't want to be prosperous. The question is, exactly what does that mean? What is prosperity? When I've put on a few pounds in weight and my auntie sees me, she says in her thick European accent, "My, you're looking prosperous." I don't think that's what it means. When we think of prosperity, we think of wealth and money and a nice house and a car and all that stuff. But when God thinks of prosperity, he's thinking about so much more. He's thinking about what's going on in our hearts. And he's thinking about success in doing the things he's called us to do and achieving the things he's called us to achieve. Despite all the battles we're going through, despite all the opposition, in fact, it's interesting to look at what God says to Israel's leader, Joshua, about prosperity and success just before he leads Israel over the Jordan to cross into the promised land. There is Israel. They've spent the last 40 years wandering around the desert in the Exodus, and before that, centuries in slavery in Egypt. And they're about to cross over into a land that God promised to Abraham centuries before. That's why it's called the Promised Land. And God is expecting some stiff opposition for Joshua and his people when they cross over the Jordan to take that promised land. How do we know that? Because when God talks to Joshua just before he crosses over, he says this, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to take the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous." And then later he says, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified, don't be discouraged, for I am with you wherever you go." You know, I always think it's a worry when God says to me, "Well, Bernie, you know, you need to be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified, don't be discouraged." Thinking, uh-oh, this is not going to be pleasant. And that's often the way, you know. As we decide to lay hold of the promises of God in our hearts, things so often get a whole bunch worse before they get better. You know, Jesus says, "Peace, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And we think, yeah, man, that's what I want. There's a promise from God that I want. I want God's peace in my life. You know, Jesus promised that to his disciples just before he was about to be crucified. It was a dangerous and fearful and terrible time, a time of pain and loss and fear for the disciples, even fear for their own lives. So he explains what he's on about. He says this, "My peace I leave with you and my peace I give to you. I don't give these things to you the way the world does. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." See, we often have to deal with obstacles and fears to lay a hold of the promises of God in our lives. I do. You do. In fact, we all do. And those times are the times when we grow. When we understand that this is the reality and the promises of God stand in that reality, it doesn't matter what obstacles there are. It doesn't matter how many battles there are ahead. See, Israel, when they crossed into the promised land, had to fight battle after battle after battle with the people that were already there. So what's our part in all of this? God makes a promise. How do we respond to that promise? Well, God said to Joshua, "Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it from the right or the left, so that you will be successful wherever you go. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." And the picture here is that God has spoken. He's spoken through the Word of God, through the Bible, through his Son Jesus. And this is a beautiful picture of meditating on what God's saying day and night so that it becomes a part of us, so that we start living our lives God's way. Then God says, "You'll be prosperous and successful." Now, I don't think that all means we're going to be millionaires or billionaires. I don't think that at all. Some people will be, others won't be. Prosperous and successful in what God has called us to. See, he was talking to Joshua. He had called Joshua to lead Israel, God's chosen people, into the promised land. That's what Joshua was going to be prosperous and successful at doing. Now, I know so many people who believe in God, who believe in Jesus. They own a Bible. Well, I think it's somewhere. It's up in the cupboard, or it's in the bedside table, or it's somewhere gathering dust. I want to tell you something about the Word of God. I would be a nervous wreck by now if I didn't spend time in God's Word every day. I mean, what I do is I'm in the front line of ministry. My job is leading people into the promised land through these programs, through doing what I'm doing right now, helping people to take a hold of God's promise in their lives. And I have to tell you something. The devil is not happy about that. The world is not always happy about that. Even other Christians don't always understand that call. As God's grown this ministry over these last 3 years, you know, we started recording these programs 3 years ago, and there wasn't a single radio station that had committed to airing them. Nothing. Just a call from God, just a promise from him written on my heart by his Spirit. And today, these programs go to air on over 700 stations in 80 countries, and they're listened to by millions of people each week. And you think, wow, that's fantastic. That's great. And it is. But do you have any idea how many trials and battles and oppositions and lack of funds? Do you have any idea how hard that was along the way and some days still continues to be? We all have to go through this stuff in our lives in whatever God's called us to. God's called you to something entirely different to me. That's because we're different. And when we're going through that stuff, there's a temptation to do it our way or in our strength or to make compromises or to pull over and to stop. The promise of God to Joshua was, get my word into you. Meditate on it day and night. Soak it in, drink it in, feed on it. Let it never depart from you. And that's where your prosperity and your success will be. In his word, God reminds us of his promises. His Spirit comes and writes them on our hearts. What soldier would walk out onto a battlefield without a weapon? The Apostle Paul, when he's talking about the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 in the New Testament, talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And there are so many people who believe in God, who believe in Jesus, who walk out onto that spiritual battlefield every day and leave God's Word in the cupboard to gather dust and wonder why they suffer defeat after defeat. That's nuts. When God makes a promise, as he did through Jesus to give us an abundant, wonderful life, that promise is a done deal. People, things, circumstances will come against us. But if we lay a hold of the promises of God in our hearts, just in a simple, imperfect faith, they won't be able to stand against us. And God will never leave us or forsake us. And when we let his word reign in our hearts, his success and his prosperity will chase us down. God makes some powerful promises in his word, the Bible. Promises that he means for you and me to live in. Problem is, so many people who believe in Jesus struggle to lay hold of his promises, especially on those dark days that we all seem to travel through. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the promises of God day by day. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's promises right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.